So what's your mission? What's our mission as a church? Not necessarily just Bethel, because I know Bethel's mission is very solid in the way that we proclaim the gospel. But outside these walls, to open the eyes to everybody about God's grace and mercy, to free them from the prison of doubt and fear, and to release from darkness their hopelessness and grant them God's joy and peace. I don't know where any of us would be without hope. The hope of the blessed hope, the promised one, Yeshua, and what he has done for all of us. And that should be transmitted to everybody, because every one of God's creation in the human form are deserving of his grace and love. And I close with this, that may God's peace and goodness be with you all. And even as you share that peace and goodness with others, you are blessed to be a blessing. That's why he's exalted. Father, we thank and praise you for so many things, Lord. And we just thank you for that personal relationship. And I say personal because that's what it is. We all have that Spirit of God within us. And we all have the ability to have a personal relationship with you for Christ. Not a religion. There's lots of religions out there in the world. We don't want a religion. We want to be able to know you in a loving and personal way and to have that personal relationship with you. And we thank you for all the people gathered here this morning on this chilly morning. So we thank you for their faithfulness to come and exercise the gift that we have of encouraging one another.